If you've listened to any of the episodes where I talk about email marketing, like episode 14, where I talk about email versus social media marketing, or episode 19, where I talk about email sales funnel, you've heard me talk about MailChimp and that we're a certified partner with MailChimp. So for this episode, I thought it would be good to take a deep dive into the MailChimp platform for you, talk to you about features, and really so you can understand why we love the platform. We love the monkey. He's just so awesome. So before we get into anything, including my intro, I have a disclaimer. And as of this recording, MailChimp is not sponsoring this podcast. This is because it's a platform that we've chose to use and I want to share and educate you on it. But MailChimp, if you're listening, we would love to have you come on board as a sponsor for the podcast, just in case you want to.
Welcome to Marketing Strategies with Audrey Kirchner, sponsored by Inkama, taking your small business to the next level with proven creative solutions designed to grow your awareness and connect to your customers. Now, here's Audrey.
I'm Audrey Kirchner, co-founder and chief marketing strategist here at Inkama. Marketing Strategies is a podcast for all small business owners. We help you navigate the world of marketing so you can market your business the right way, see growth, and thrive regardless of the industry that you're in. My dream is for you to take action on what you hear in these podcast episodes, grow your business, and one day have the ability to reach out to me or someone like me and say, hey, I don't want to do my marketing anymore. I want to hire an agency to do it. Inkama is a full-service marketing agency, and we bring that big agency process, feel, customer service to that small business owner. To learn more about what we do, ask us a question, schedule a marketing evaluation for your business, go to our website, inkama.com. That's I-N-K-Y-M-A.com. If you're a new or returning listener, welcome. We appreciate that you're here, and you can listen to our show on your favorite podcast platform, or you can go to our website. We have all the episodes there with transcriptions, and we're also on YouTube. So just search for Inkama, and Marketing Strategies will pop right up. So before we deep dive into the content, I just have one more disclaimer for you. We are considered a MailChimp affiliate, meaning if you sign up for a paid account through our links, we do get a small bonus. Basically, what happens is MailChimp buys me a cup of coffee per client. So, you know, I'm not setting the world on fire with this. And that's certainly not why we decided to become a certified partner with them. So we're an affiliate and a certified partner. And hopefully by the end of this episode, it will be very, very clear to you why we standardized on this platform and we choose it for the majority of our customers. So what is it? What is MailChimp, right? It's a CRM system, a customer relationship management system, which includes email. Website capabilities are built in. They do compete with other names you've probably heard, like Constant Contact, HubSpot, and other CRM systems out there have email components to them, like Salesforce. And then some website platforms like Shopify have email built into it, or even training programs, because I think everyone in the industry understands how important sending emails and doing email marketing is. So they always build those features in. When you're looking at all of these platforms and you're trying to figure out which one to use, you really need to look at cost and feature sets. So before I dive into MailChimp and all the goodness and the good stuff about them, is that I want to talk about how you can actually evaluate these CRM systems against each other and make sure that you're picking the right one for your business. Because while I know that MailChimp's going to work for like 99% of the businesses out there, there may be another system that has a specific feature that you want to use for your business that MailChimp doesn't have. And you don't need to have five systems. You just need to have one really good one so that it meets the needs for your business. So here are the top things I want you to think about and look at when you're evaluating a CRM system and email system. Before you look at anything, first decide what you need. So you've heard me talk about this in many episodes. You got to go back to the basics. What's your strategy? What are your goals? And based on those goals and strategies, what campaigns do you want to create? What tactics do you want to do? Because that's going to help you with evaluating. If you know you need to do surveys and you need to do newsletters and you need to do sales automation, then that's going to help you decide which system is right for you, because one can do all of them or only one can do one of them and you got to buy a different tool to do something else. So that's the first evaluation criteria, is tools and feature sets. Make sure that based off of what you need, you find a system that has everything or almost everything in there. So as an example, if you're an e-commerce online store and you decide you want to be able to send emails based off of buying habits, or you want to create an automated email series or a sales funnel, that's what you're looking for in your tool set. Do they have automation? Can you do segmentation based off of the buying habits? Does the buying data come into your system if you're using another external site like a Shopify in order to sell your product or service? Next thing, and a lot of people don't think about this before they find the system, is what does it integrate? What integration capabilities does it have? You're going to need more than just a CRM system. You're going to need a website. You're going to need other things. And will your CRM system, your email system, easily integrate into those? So for example, I can integrate with my website that if somebody purchases something, that it automatically signs them up for the newsletter and it automatically pushes them to the MailChimp system. I don't have to touch it. Automation is king when it comes to running a business, because the less you actually have to physically do yourself and things just run, the better off you are. It gives you more focus and think time on other things. And that's why integrations are important. And systems like MailChimp have a very large amount of built-in integrations with a lot of different systems. The next thing to think about is flexibility, right? You're in a point right now and you're getting ready to switch or find a new CRM system. Is that system going to grow with you over time? Is it flexible? Are you able to change how you're doing something? Because, you know, as we know, we're like, okay, we're going to put this tactic out there and see how it does. Oop, it's not doing what I want it to do. Let me change it. Let me move it. Let me do something else. And then all of a sudden it works better. And that's what you need, is that flexibility where they have different ways to do different things. And you also want it to have the ability to grow with you too. When you start getting more clients and getting more revenue, you have the ability to do more things. And it would be nice if the existing tool set that you have can grow with you versus having to change one and learn a whole new skill set. And then the last one is price. For CRM systems out there, the pricing is wide and varied. This is not a highly competitive market. It is a competitive market, but they don't compete on price. They're looking at different client levels at different things. So you can go from a system that's really good that costs you nothing per month to something that can cost you hundreds of dollars a month for the exact same feature set, depending on who the company is and who their clientele is. So the bottom line is you need the right tool for the right work that you're trying to do at the right price for your company at this moment in time. And the key to that is knowing what you want to do, what tactics you want to put out there. And then think about how you want to grow and scale into the future. If you plan out growth projections for a year, 2 years, 5 years, also as part of that, think about what tool sets you need in order for that growth to happen. Because otherwise, if you don't have a growth plan, then you're not going to grow. So let's wind up this little section here with an example. Let's say you're a startup company. You know you need to reach out to people, either existing customers or to get new people onto your list. MailChimp has a free account that has access to really all their basic features that's really robust. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it allows you to email up to 2,000 people before you have to switch to a paid account, which is really nice. So you can start out with zero emails and still be paying $0 and start to market your company. So then let's say over the first year, the second year, you start to grow, you get more emails. Let's say you get 2,000 emails, or you look into the system and there's certain feature sets at the paid level that you want to use to help your company to continue to grow. You can go to their essentials plan, and at the time of this recording, that's $10. Or let's say you need even more robust features and you need to go to their standard plan. That's $15 a month. That is a lot different than $80 a month, which is what you could pay with one of their competitors for the exact same feature set. And so this is where pricing, flexibility, tool sets comes into play when you're going from startup to year one, to year two, to year three. So now that we've talked about evaluating tools, let's start getting into the details and dive into MailChimp specifically. You're listening to Marketing Strategies, and I'm Audrey Kirshner, and we're taking a deep dive into the benefits and features of MailChimp and how you can use them to market your business for growth. Alrighty, I got a decent sized list here for you, and it doesn't even entail everything, like all the details. So consider these categories of features, because within each category, there's even more to go into, but that would take hours and hours to go through. So this is designed to kind of get you to go, yeah, I think this is worth looking into more and looking at detailed feature sets. So let's start out with the number one thing that most people are looking for when we talk about things like MailChimp and CRM systems, which is email. So their email system is very, very robust, even at the free level. You can do newsletters, you can do welcome emails, you can do automations for sales funnels, and you can do emails based on purchasing habits. So there's definitely different ways to slice and dice and do this. And then, so one of my favorites that I think is really cute, and they actually have it kind of set up as a template, is that if you collect date of birth for your clients, you can actually send birthday cards, digital birthday cards, and set up an automation that says when we're within 2 weeks of the person's birthday, send them an email with this birthday card. And you can put a little offer in there. So it's like a gift for your birthday. Really cute stuff. And people love that. They remember that. When you give them something that's unexpected and you say happy birthday, it really sticks in their brain. The next one is audience management. This is where the customer relationship management side of it comes in. You put in your entire list of customers, prospects, potentials, people that you know, categorize them, put in all their data, and then you can do a lot of different great things with that. You can do segmentation, where I was talking about that, I believe, a little bit earlier, where you can segment based off of buying and purchasing habits. You can segment based off of behavior, targeting, who they are. You can also do personalization within an email based off the segmentation. So let's say you do products or jewelry for men and women. If they're designated as a female, you can show them products that are more towards women, or if they're men, it can go someplace else. So it's not just putting their first name in there going, hey, Jane, hey, Joe. It's actually showing them content that's relevant to who they are and what they do. So here's an example for a retailer. It doesn't have to be online, can be big brick and mortar. You know, your point of sale system, you can pull all that data into something like MailChimp. And so you can segment based off of who's purchased from you once in the last 6 months and then send them an email or a series of emails offering them an offer, a discount to come back and purchase more. So if you're an online store, you can offer free shipping. If you're a brick and mortar, you can say, hey, we're having the special event day for our special customers. And when you come and purchase above X dollars, we're going to give you this for free. Special offers. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg with audience management. You can import, you can export based off of those things. You can add more data if you want to run a specific campaign without duplicating records. The next one I want to share with you is sign-up forms, right? When you have a system like this, you want to grow your list as much as possible. That's part of the growth process. So you pull in all of your existing customers and then you want potential customers to sign up. A lot of what I call this when I'm talking to someone about a website is that you have two call to actions on a website. One is buy now, which is let's get married. And then the other one is sign up for our newsletter, which is like, hey, let's date a little bit before I decide to get married. And it allows you to stay in front of people who are not customers so that they can become customers. And that's where a sign up form comes in. So when you create sign up forms, you can add that sign up form, like I said, to your website. You can create a QR code with it and put it on a piece of print material so that you can get people to sign up when they're at someplace that's not in a digital venue. You can put it on your social media pages. You can also add the link to your sign up form to your digital ads for lead generation. Maybe you're not the type of company where it's like they buy right now, but what you're trying to do is get them to sign up for your newsletter so that when the time is right, then they can buy. At least the awareness is there. This is really great for home builders, right? Not everybody's in the market to build a home today, but they're thinking about it today, and maybe they're going to pull the trigger 6 months, a year, 2 years from now. Wouldn't it be great if you could talk to them for those full 2 years? And when they're ready to get quotes, you're one of the first people they talk to. Another specific example I want to share with you, which I think is really, really cool, is let's say you're an electrician and you're going to a trade show. And I love walking a trade show floor because I see sign-up lists out and I see the fishbowls where you drop a business card. And I know 95% of them are going to do absolutely nothing with that list that they create or the business cards, because it's time consuming, right? It takes a long time to get all those emails typed up and typed in and, you know, make sure they're accurate. Wouldn't it be great if you had a giveaway with a QR code on it that says, sign up to get X, Y, and Z when you sign up for our newsletter. They hit the QR code, they type their information in, they hit submit, and they're automatically already in your CRM system. And then all you have to do is log into your handy dandy MailChimp app, look and make sure they're in the audience, and you're good to go. No one has to put anything into any system. Then later when the trade show's over, you go into MailChimp, you look at everybody that's designated that just came in, and you can pick the winner or you can pick multiple winners. And then send the emails out saying, yay, you won. And then they automatically can be part of your sales funnel or your newsletter, right? And that's the power of setting up something like this and that automation piece. Next feature set is website, regular good old-fashioned website, landing pages, so individual pages, and as of this recording, it's like one of the newest features that they added is that you can do an online e-commerce store right through the MailChimp system. So versus just a service website. In other words, you can buy, process payment, and have shipping go out all from that. all from that one page. And they offer the online store as part of the free plan too. I double checked it this weekend because I wasn't sure. So I know that for a fact at this moment. So you can have a free e-commerce store if you want to with a MailChimp account. So I think that's pretty cool. I think that's, a signal as to where they're going, competing with the Shopify's of the world. And you get really great, robust email with it. Their templates are basic. You got one or two to choose from. You do some customization. So it's not highly, highly customizable. But again, if you're DIYing all this, then these are really simple and easy to use tools. Landing pages, you can use those for all sorts of things. If you have a special offer for a digital ad, you can put as many landing pages in there if you need to. So if you have seven different ads going out, you can have seven different landing pages, because landing pages that are specific to the offer for the ad will sell more versus sending them just to the website. So I was pretty excited about that. Next, and if you've listened to episode 28, you know how near and dear to my heart this is A-B testing. So go back and listen to episode 28 if you have no idea what A-B testing is, but it's a pretty cool feature where you test different things on website pages and emails to see which is better, like a picture or wording, to get more people to take the action you're looking for. And so A-B testing is actually built in as a feature into the MailChimp platform, meaning you can create an email, say you're going to A-B test, figure out what you're going to test, and then say, I want to test it on this part of my audience, and it will randomly send it out, test it to those folks, and then tell you which one's the winner so you can send it out to the rest of the audience. So here's an example. Let's say you're doing a newsletter. That newsletter could have one blog article or two blog articles in it, but what you really want is to create a subject line to get people to open that newsletter as much as possible. And so what you can A-B test is the subject line of the newsletter. Test it out. MailChimp says B wins. And then you send that newsletter with the better subject line out to everybody else. And you've increased your open rates by 1% to 2%, maybe 5%. And that's what A-B testing is for. The other nice feature is social media posts. You can actually create and schedule posts for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter right through MailChimp. And this is one of those efficiencies where you don't need to get a Hootsuite or a buffer if all you're doing is Facebook and Instagram. And then it's all within the same system. Create the posts, schedule them to go out. And then there's a nice feature where if you're doing a newsletter and there's an article associated to it, you can actually have that article scheduled to go out separate from all of your other posts with just a few clicks. So it's more efficient. Along that same line are digital ads. You can create digital ads for Facebook, Instagram, and Google right from your MailChimp account. Now, granted, the Facebook and Google ad creator is free. They don't charge you for it. But again, this is one of more of those efficiency things. It's an efficiency thing. You're in one place, you can schedule your posts, put your ads in, and then monitor them and look at them. And MailChimp tries to make it really easy to create these things. So instead of using three separate tools, you've got one, which I think is really helpful. The next feature is surveys. You can actually build and launch surveys within the MailChimp system. And those surveys can get put onto the website pages, onto landing pages, and embedded into emails so that you can collect more data and interact more with your audience. We did this with a IT client. They work with small businesses and they do their IT services. They service their servers, their computers, all that good stuff. And so we would send out two newsletters a month, and there would be a fun fact in there, and there would always be a survey question. And if they answered the survey question, they got put in to get a Starbucks gift card. And the question was multiple choice. So it was like, what cloud system are you using today? And they would give them choices. And for those that responded to it, one of them would get a gift card. Me personally, a small gift card, I give it to everybody, send some coffee joy out there. The really great thing about the survey is because it's all integrated into the MailChimp system is that you could see that data associated back to the person in the system. So Jane Smith answered as number two on the survey. John Smith answered number three. And because that data is part of their profile, you can then segment off of it. Give me everybody who answered survey X and they chose option number three, and we're going to send them an email series about upgrading to this specific service or plan. That's really powerful. And you don't have to do anything extra because it's all part of the same system. The next service is probably one of my favorite and one that I haven't seen offered by anyone else who does all of this stuff, like a real CRM system. You can do it with other types of systems that mail stuff out, but you can actually send postcards, individual one-off postcards. You don't have to do like an EDDM where you have to buy an entire zip code or sub-zip code where you're sending 1,000 or 10,000 out. You can send 5 postcards out one time to a specific group, or you can set up an automation where if X happens with any of these people, send them a postcard. So I'm going to give you 2 examples of that. So if you're an e-commerce store, abandoned shopping carts, we don't like them. And sure, we can send an email, but wouldn't it be great to also send a postcard either right when that email shows up or maybe a month afterward, giving them a special offer about what was ever in their abandoned shopping cart? In addition, that tactile piece, along with the digital piece, is really profound. It actually happened to us in our household where we were searching on something and then a couple weeks later, we got a postcard and we're like, we just looked at this. And I was like, I got to figure out how they do that. And I did. And it's because you can IP match with addresses. You may not know the person's name, but you know who they are. But with something like MailChimp, you do know that it's John Smith at this address because you have the addresses in your system. And if you don't have the addresses, MailChimp will try to figure out what their address is based off of the demographic data you already have. They have that matching system in the back end as part of it. So I think that's pretty cool. The second example, because I don't want to exclude service-based companies, is that you can schedule service reminders and have a postcard go out and you can automate it. So in January, you can say, okay, when March 1st hits, send this list of people based off of this criteria. Maybe we have them tagged as sprinkler customers and they get a reminder that it's time to turn on and test the sprinkler system and to call this number to schedule their appointment with whomever. This is great because you can either pay someone to make all of those telephone calls or physically mail those out, or you can have automation do it and then pay the person to follow up with the people that didn't respond to the automation. And you can do an email in conjunction with the postcard to kind of double hit them. So you can do email, postcard, email, because a lot of times with something like that, people are like, oh, I'll do that in a minute, and they forget about it. And so the last feature set category that I'm going to share with you is reporting. Reporting is really important. You need to know whether your campaigns are working or not. Reporting is going to tell you that. And MailChimp reports on every campaign, every event that's happened, open rates, click-through rates, landing pages, website. If you're using the e-commerce piece, you get a lot of data. And one of the really interesting features that they've recently added within like the last 6 months of this recording is that you can, they call it click map feature. And what this is let's take an email and you go into the report and it shows you a copy of the email. And then it shows you on the email how many people have clicked what areas. So it's a really great instant visual snapshot of how things are doing. Oh, they clicked on that picture. They clicked on the Facebook link. They clicked on the article. Boom, boom, boom. You can see it. And then you can dive deeper and see that John Smith opened, he did 3 of the 5 clicks, or he reopened the email 10 times. So here's a great way to use that kind of data moving into the future. Let's say you sent an email and there was an offer in the email at the bottom and no one clicked on it. You looked at the click map data. You looked at the links people were clicking on. No one clicked on that one. So you start thinking about, well, what can I do to get people to click on that offer? Maybe you move the offer. Maybe you move it to the top and then resend the email and then compare it. Or going back to kind of bringing all of this home is that you decide, I'm going to create an email. I'm going to put an offer in there. Where should I put that offer in order to get the best click-through rate? And so you do an A-B test and you put it at the bottom, you put it at the top, you send it to a small sample group, and whichever gets the most clicks is the one that goes out to the much larger group. The last area I want to cover is integration capabilities. That's one of the criteria that I think is important that you use when you're selecting a system. So integrations for MailChimp, they integrate with pretty much every website platform out there. Absolutely WordPress, all the other guys out there, and even with Shopify. So with something like a Shopify where you already have email built in, they'll still allow you to integrate with someone like MailChimp. And it's native. I'm talking about native integrations here, meaning you set it up in MailChimp, you set it up on the other side and it's done. There's no third party in there. Facebook lead generation. This one is really cool. You can set up the integration with your Facebook page and MailChimp. And if you do a lead generation ad where they fill out the form inside of Facebook, the data automatically gets pushed to MailChimp along with an indicator as to where it came from. So you can see how many people on the MailChimp side have signed up through Facebook. Another cool one that people don't think about all that often is Google My Business. MailChimp can pull data from your Google My Business account. So you can pull in your business hours so that you're only updating it in one place. You can pull your testimonials in that way. And then you can also put a nice little button in there to ask for a review that can then get pushed back to Google My Business. And then the last one is let's say there's something that it's just not native to MailChimp. MailChimp integrates with Zapier, which is an integration tool. It's that third party that will connect two applications if they don't have a native integration. And then you can, the sky's the limit there. And it's really simple to use. I'm going to be talking more in depth about Zapier in a whole nother episode. So hopefully you understand all the benefits and features of a CRM, of MailChimp. Now I want to talk about taking some action because you need to do something with all this information. So the first thing I want you to do, kind of recapping, decide on the features that you need based off of your marketing goals and your marketing strategy. Next, do your due diligence. Make sure you're buying the right product. But if you've listened to this and you're like, no, I'm all in, I want MailChimp, so much the better. And if you do that, come take a look at our show notes. I actually have an affiliate link in the notes where you can click on it and sign up for your account. Of course, you know, if it's a paid account, I'm going to get that cup of coffee, which I would truly appreciate. I love my coffee. The other thing is it makes it so much easier for me to integrate with your system in case you call me, schedule time with me to have a conversation. Then I can take a peek inside your system very quickly. The last thing, get educated. These systems, they're not simple. You need education and you need to know what you're doing. MailChimp, there's a ton of YouTube channels out there to support it. And then MailChimp themselves, support is wonderful. They have great tutorials and help files, and they're not separate. So in other words, if you log into your system and you go to the automation tab, they will give you templates to start with, like welcome and birthdays. And then underneath of that, they've got little tiny training modules about how to use automation built right into the system. It's not a separate knowledge base. There is a separate knowledge base, but it's nice that it's integrated directly. So here are my final thoughts for you. Regardless of the CRM system you choose, including MailChimp, they've got a learning curve, right? They're like these Swiss Army knives and they do so much stuff, which makes them a little complicated. So even with all that education I just talked about, start small. Start with a newsletter. Start with importing your existing audience and making sure you got the right data in there and that everybody is tagged appropriately so that when you're like, I'm ready to do segmentation, the data to segment against is there. So hopefully what I promised at the beginning where I said by the end, you're going to know why we love MailChimp and why we've standardized on it. I've kind of brought you into the fold. Additional things is, you know, they're constantly adding new features and benefits. I may have to do an update to this at some point for additional features and benefits that are going to come 6 months down the road. The really great thing is that you get all these features and benefits. The price point is pretty good. Right? It's actually really good, regardless if you're a startup, an established business, or a big corporation. It's something that's going to work for everybody. Here at Incomo, we like to give back to the business community. I provide a free 45-minute marketing consultation to any small business owner, regardless if you're looking for a marketing company or not. Maybe you just need a little help with that MailChimp setup. We are here for you for that too. Just go to the website, Incomo.com, Inkyma.com. And up in the right-hand corner, there's a schedule and evaluation button. Just hit it, pick your time, and we are on the calendar together. Maybe if you just have a quick question, go on down to the bottom of any of the pages and fill out that contact form, and we will absolutely get back to you. So I hope you found this episode helpful, informative. If you're going to move on MailChimp, that's awesome. Think about your business owner friends too. Do they need to hear stuff like this? Do they need this type of information so their business can grow? If the answer is yes, please share it, right? Share the podcast episode, help your fellow business friends out so that we can all grow and thrive together. Thanks for listening and have an amazing day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Strategies, sponsored by Inkyma, online at inkyma.com. Listen to Marketing Strategies every Saturday.